Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
We'll do it. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You bet you. Bye-bye.
Looking up to watch a bird, holding arms to close.
climb a curb, old friend.
Lord, when all my work is done, bless my life, grant me one, old friend. At least one, old friend. Watch a bird holding arms to climb a curb, old friends. Old friends. Lord, when all my work is done, bless my life and grant me one.
Shorty?
Knock him out, John.
All right. Thanks for calling us. Bye-bye.
First of all, I want you to know that I come from Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi. Now, that's 12 miles west of Macomb, Mississippi, 65 miles due northeast of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and 116 miles due north of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was there that I first saw the light of day out at Amite County, September the 28th, 1926. I was born there. Now, as I grew up in that community, the only extracurricular activities that we engaged in was to go coon hunting or go to revival meeting if we had a crop laid by. And that's all we did except work. And this particular day that I want to tell you about is one evening when we were going coon hunting. We had a pack of hounds. When we went to mill with our corn to get it ground up, we'd get some ground for dog bread, and we'd get some ground for just regular corn meal for human consumption. This particular day, we wasn't too busy. All we had done is just cut down a few fence rows, shuck and shell some corn and went to mill, drew up some water because that was wash day, helped get the sow back, what rooted out from under the net wire fence, sharpened two sticks of stove wood real sharp and pegged them down over the bottom wire of the fence where the hog couldn't root out no more. And had a rat killing. If I'm lying, I'm dying. We had rat killings in those days. Well, this particular day after we got through the rat killing, I walked out on the front porch and I hollered, and them dogs come out from the house barking. They knew we was going coon hunting. And I hollered again, and my neighbor way across the sage patch hollered back, and that meant I'll meet you halfway. We met in the middle of that sage patch, and he had his dogs, old Brummy and Queen and Spot, and I had Tory and Little Red and old Trailer. And we went out into the swamps, and we started hunting. Oh, we was having such a fine time. Caught four great big ones. I heard a racket, and it scared me, and I whooped my carbide light, what I had wired to my cap around there, and I was looking in the vicinity of where I heard the racket coming from. And the beam of light hit a man right in the face, and it likened to have scared me slapped to death because we was hunting on this man's place. I said, "Mr. Barron, is that you?" He said, "Yes, Jerry. What are y'all doing?" "We hunting." "How many have you caught?" "Four great big ones." He said, "Well, boys, glad to see you. Y'all want to spend the rest of the evening hunting with me and John?" Well, I looked, and lo and behold, there was John Eubanks, a man that lived on Mr. Barron's place. John Eubanks was a great American. He was a professional tree climber. He didn't believe, I'm telling you the truth, he didn't believe in shooting no coon out of no tree. It was against his upbringing. He taught us from birth, from the day we were born till the age we could keep listening to him, give everything a sporting chance. Whatever you do, give it a sporting chance. He'd have been a great conservationist today if he'd be here. And John said, "Take a crosscut saw, coon hunting with you. When you tree a coon, hold the dogs and cut the tree down. Or either climb the tree and make the coon jump in amongst the dogs. Give him a sporting chance." A lot of times we'd climb a tree and make a coon jump in amongst 20 dogs, but at least he had the option of whooping all them dogs and walking off if he wanted to. This is strictly left up to the coon. So I said, "Mr. Barron, we'd be glad to go hunting with you." You know, he was a rich man. He had sold a lot of cotton during the First World War for $1 a pound. He had some world-renowned dogs. And we hollered 3 or 4 times, and they started hunting. And we listened, and directly, old Brummy didn't bark at nothing but a coon. He had a deep voice. And when he cut out on him, it was a coon. Don't worry about no possum or no bobcat. Brummy was running a coon. And then old Trailer and old Highball and them famous dogs and Mr. Barron's got in there with them, and old John Eubanks would holler, "Hey, speak to him." And my brother Sonny would holler, "Hey, look for." And oh, it was beautiful. Now, y'all get this picture. About that time they treed, we rushed down into the swamps. And there the dogs were, treed up the biggest sweet gum tree in all of Amit River swamps. It was huge. You couldn't reach around this tree. There wasn't a limb on it for a while. Way up there, huge tree. And I looked around at John, and I said, "John, I don't believe you can climb that tree." And it hurt John's feelings. He pooched his lips out. He got fighting mad. He said, "There ain't a tree in all these swamps that I can't climb." And he got his Brogan shoes off, and he eased up to that sweet gum tree, and he hung his toenails in that bark, and he got his fingernails in there, and he kept easing up the tree, working his way toward that bottom limb, and he finally got to it, and he started on up into this big tree. "Knock him out, John. It won't be long." And John worked his way on up to the top of the tree, and whoo, what a big one. and he reached around in his overalls and got that sharp stick, and he drawed back and he punched the coon, but it wasn't a coon. It was a lynx. We call them souped-up wildcats in Amen County. And that thing had great big tushies coming out of its mouth and red big claws on the end of its feet. And people, that thing attacked it, John, up in the top of that tree. Whoa! You could hear John squall. What's the matter with John? I don't have no idea. What in the world's happening to John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. The whole top of the tree was shaking. The dogs got to biting the bark of the tree and fighting one another underneath the tree. And I was kicking them back. You dogs, get away. What's the matter with John? Knock him out, John. Woo! This thing's killing me. And John knew that Mr. Barron told him a pistol in his belt to shoot snakes with. And he kept hollering, "Woo! Shoot this thing. Have mercy, this thing's killing me. Shoot this thing." And Mr. Barron said, "John, I can't shoot up in there. I might hit you." John said, "Well, just shoot up in here amongst us. One of us got to have some relief."
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3" and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. Started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed that there on his hip was a short barrel bad 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, "When you call me Shorty, say mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead." In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, "Nobody's mister to me, little man," and he grabbed for the gun on his hip.
But the little man's hand was like lightning. The bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. For the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bad 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Mr. Shorty for you from Marty Robbins here at KNEL. Here's one going out to Sienna Smith tonight. A little bit of Cotton Eye Joe. Here's one going out to Karen tonight. Here's Daryl McCall.
Parking meter tree. to cut the nozzle down. Everywhere from anywhere in a $50 truck. I hope that them old booty tires and taped up wires hold up. Oh, the weeds outlive the roses in her old flower pot. And all I got's a greasy spot in an empty parking lot. We spent a lot of time out there when the day would end. And Lord, I'd love to see her now in my old truck pulled in. Oh, the weeds outlive the roses in her old flower pot. And all I've got's a greasy spot.
They said pickle in the middle and mustard on top. What they always say.
That's exactly right.
How you doing tonight, Tracy?
I'm feeling really good tonight. How about you?
Good, good. You sounding mighty good.
Well, thank you, sir.
Good. How about we listen to the Jet Set?
We can do that.
You think you got that one? Then what is that, the girl in the honky-tonk downstairs?
Yeah, we'll do it for you.
Boy, them will get me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Good.
Darkness helps me hide my shameful tears. My wife works all night long for a man that's halfway gone. As a barmaid in the honky-tonk downstairs. It's a shame she wears the name man that's locked and chained to a bottle that's destroyed all hopes and cares. To the men with hungry eyes, she works and hides her pride. She's a barmaid in the honky-tonk downstairs. It's a shame she wears the name of a man that's locked and chained to a bottle that's destroyed all hopes and cares. To the men with hungry eyes, she works and hides her pride. She's a barmaid in the hall. Honky-tonk downstairs. She's a barmaid in the honky-tonk downstairs.
By a fountain back in Rome, in a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas,
and Paris, Tennessee.
Festus, Missouri.
Hello there, Garen. How are you doing tonight?
Well, not good.
A little cold out there, isn't it?
Well, the lid to my cooler froze shut.
Well, that gets serious. That's a serious problem.
Yeah. Can you play You Ask What I Like About Texas?
I can do that for you.
And Willie Nelson yesterday.
Okay.
And goody. I can't make up my mind.
Tough to say.
Coffee Brown Eyes.
Coffee Brown Eyes, Billy Walker. I'll do them for you tonight.
Well, all right.
All right, you stay warm now.
I am.
Defrost that lid on that cooler.
Yep.
Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.
In Romero's Cantina, I loved her the first time I saw her. My heart danced away to the music of Spanish guitar. Her kisses had me feeling like I had too much tequila. Then we made mucho amor there under the stars. I didn't know at the time our love was forbidden. Her family just did not approve of a gringo like me. We'd meet in an old rundown shack just south of the river. And I'd hold her close, whisper to her tenderly. Coffee brown eyes, hair like a raven. It's her love she's saving for me every night when the moon turns to gold. Shack late one evening. I'd been on the run and it seemed like forever or more. I felt a cold empty feeling well up inside me when all that I found was an unsigned note on the door. Your coffee brown eyes passed away early this morning. The last thing she said was tell him true love never dies. She kept the secret of your love hidden inside her. Till this morning a baby was born with coffee brown eyes. Brown eyes.
sailing for me every night when the moon turns to gold. Coffee brown eyes, soft as an angel. It's heaven I found in a small border town down in old Mexico. Coffee brown eyes. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday when I was young.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. You're listening to Tracy right here on KNEL. Stay tuned.
Hey, Tracy, it's Jane Hopkins. How about... The only thing I would change would be your name.
Yeah, a little Ricky Skaggs for you.
Thank you.
I'll do it. Thanks for calling.
Have a good evening.
A princess in a storybook, a king upon his throne. That's what we
Hello there.
Do you have a green grass at home?
I've got it.
Porter Wagoner?
By Porter Wagoner. I've got it tonight.
Okay, how about Loretta Lynn, Everything It Takes?
Yep, I can do that for you too.
Okay, thank you, Tracy.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms are reached, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at these four gray walls that surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's a sad old padre. Arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak, when again I'll touch the green, green grass of home.
They'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree, as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
I love you more than she ever will. The only way she can get a man is still. I don't know if I should tell you this or not.
She
than she'll ever be. To me, she ain't nothing, but to her, that's a lot. She's got everything it takes to take everything you've got. And when she takes you, she's taken everything that I've got too. She's had a million old flames, so to her you're nothing new. She's cold as ice, but you still think she's hot. She's got everything it takes to take everything you've got.
This is Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, and you're listening to Country Like It Should Be with Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL, Brady, the heartbeat of Texas.
Yeah, Tracy, I'd like to hear that Long Black Train.
Long Black Train. Josh Turner. Let me see if I can find that one for you there, okay?
I don't know who's saying it.
But, yeah, Josh Turner did that. I think I've got that. Let me dig it up, okay?
Okay, Tracy.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Father and His holy name, and don't that devil's driving that long black train.
Josh Turner, Long Black Train for you here at KNEL. Be sure and stick around for the final hour of our Hits Radio show. You know, I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in the entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio program. For my friend Harry Mitchell, good to see Harry. He's a big Ernest Tubb fan, as I am too. We're going to reach way back and pick up one of those songs from the Texas Troubadours and play this especially for Harry. More of your requests and dedications coming up on the next hour of the Hits Radio show.
It's been many months, dear, since we parted, and not one word have I heard from you. I'm so all alone and brokenhearted, and I wonder if you miss me too. When the world has turned you down, dear, I'll be waiting. When your friends can't be found, I'll be there. When your heart is sad and weary and no longer wants to roam, when you have no place to go, please come on home. Darling, I don't know just why you left me, but I know my heart is broken too. And if someday you should decide you want me, remember I'll be waiting here for you. When the world has turned you down, dear, I'll be waiting. When your friends can't be found, I'll be there. When your heart is sad and weary and no longer wants to roam, when you have no place to go, please come on home. Dear, if I have failed you, then I'm sorry, for I didn't mean to treat you wrong. If you should need me some sad tomorrow, you will always find me here at home. When the world has turned you down, dear, I'll be waiting. When your friends can't be found, I'll be there. When your heart is sad and weary and no longer wants to roam, when you have no place to go, please come on home.
Ernest Tubb and the Texas Troubadours for you. One called When You Have No Place to Go, Just Come On Home here at KNEL. Stick around, as I mentioned, for the next hour of the Hits Radio show coming up next right here at KNEL. Hey, be sure and check out our website at heartoftexascountry.com.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.